Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. We're all talking about surviving. There's so many different ways, and we can't do it with the help of our friends. And our friends here this morning are from Penair Federal Credit Union. Yes? I think you've dropped one of the letters now, right? Is it just Penair Credit Union?
Yes, just okay. Penair Credit Union.
I'm a customer, so I've been a long-time customer. Anyway, so we have an exciting event coming up in the studio today. I have with me Sunshine Nall. She is the director of, let me see if I've got my notes here. You are the director of nursing for the Cancer Center, and Tucker Boatwright, who's a social media specialist. I love that title. Yes. So welcome you two. Tell us everything. What is happening? Big event coming up.
Yes, we've partnered with Penair for the last few years to collect snacks for our chemotherapy radiation oncology patients. At Ascension Sacred Heart Cancer Center.
Oh, that's so cool. So you're talking about yummy snacks, things to eat.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I love this. So tell me more.
We treat about 80 cancer treatments every single day of the week.
Wow. Okay.
Some of those patients are there just a couple of hours, but some of them are there 6 or 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our goal and our mission to be able to provide for them anything to keep their mind off of what's going on.
Right.
They have something to do, a little snack throughout the day, something sweet, something salty.
Mm-hmm.
Just helps them get through the time that they're in the chair.
Wow. Okay. And is this for the patients and families too, or just the patients?
No, absolutely for the patients, for their caregivers that are there with them. We encourage someone to come with them and spend the day with them if they can.
Well, so you're the director of nursing for the Cancer Center.
Yes, ma'am.
My goodness. Hats off to you.
Thank you
for all that you do. That's really extraordinary.
Thank you.
I can't even imagine the stress level. But this is kind of a fun event. So what is this called?
So this is called Snack Stock. So we do this every year.
Uh-huh.
And basically we just set up little boxes inside every single branch that we have at Penair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our members and members of our community. They can bring in individually wrapped snacks for the whole month of May. And then at the end of May, we deliver them to the Ascension Sacred Heart Foundation.
Oh. How wonderful. I love that. I love it. Okay. So when does all this start? What is kind of, tell me more about it. So if you have listeners and they have a question, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. Give me all the details for this.
Yeah. We've started this year, Penair and the foundation and the Cancer Center have partnered with the Blue Wahoos.
Oh, okay.
So if you're going to attend a game this week or next week, you can bring your snacks to any of the home games.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, you could even buy some snacks at the game and throw them in the box.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Peanuts.
Right? Why not?
Crackers.
Candy.
You can also drop off any snacks at any of the Penair branches or at the Cancer Center on Airport Boulevard.
Okay. And that is this the pediatric cancer center or the main cancer?
The main adult. Cancer Center there that faces Airport Boulevard.
Gotcha. Okay. I know exactly which building that is. Okay. So what kinds of snacks?
Sweet, salty, cookies, anything. Our patients, sometimes nothing spicy.
Okay, that's a good parameter.
Yep, but plain, some bland things, sometimes crackers, pretzels, but then any kind of chip, any kind of cookie. They like
a sweet self-contained things. You don't want to bring in sandwiches and things like that, right? You want things that could be in a box for a while.
Yes, be in a box, individually wrapped.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. 850-437-1620. We have Sunshine here, who is the director of nursing for the Cancer Center. Tucker Boatwright is here. He's with social media for Penair. So how do you promote something like this? How are we doing on getting the word out? This is your under your umbrella, Chuck.
Oh, yeah. So definitely rolling with the trends. We definitely did. We definitely did some great stuff with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Did a trend with them. I have another trend coming out hopefully next week that we did. That's really fun. So definitely keeping the viewers engaged and things like that. And then also creating events on Facebook and all this good stuff. Speaking of which, next Tuesday, May 20th, we're going to be having our snack stock sizzle.
That's what I think I saw.
So that's going to be out in the parking lot of the Cancer Center. And basically, if you bring an individually wrapped snack, you can get a free hamburger.
Get out.
Yes.
A snack for a burger?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a great deal. Okay, you got to give us more details. When, where, how do we find you?
Yeah, so it's going to be in the parking lot of Ascension Sacred Heart Cancer Center. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Tuesday, May 20th.
So this coming Tuesday.
Correct.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And snack, what was it again? Snack sizzle?
Snack stock sizzle.
So what is the...
The sizzle and the burgers.
There you go. I was thinking of the cereal snack. What is that?
Snap crackle pop.
There you go.
This is a great name. Snack. I can't say it though. Snack stock sizzle. I love it. Well, that's just wonderful. So that's going to be on Tuesday. So folks, you've got the whole weekend to shop. Mm-hmm. You can find get some of those bulk things, right? You can get like a bulk package of a whole bunch of chips. They have varieties, things like that. Get creative and just know that the person on the receiving end is someone that's probably going through one of the most difficult times of their life.
Absolutely, they are.
Really? I mean, and this can be just some one little thing that can make a little TLC that could make all the difference.
It's the little things, Meg, that matter the most to these patients.
And it's so true. And with everything going on in the world today, sometimes we feel a little bit powerless. We want to make a difference. We want to do something positive. Something. What could I do? Well, here it is. Here is something you can do. So to make it a little more personal, can you describe someone that you've worked with, perhaps, Sunshine? And by the way, how does the nurse at the Cancer Center get the name Sunshine?
I would have to call Mama and ask her.
You've had this name your whole
listeners,
life?
If the listeners could see.
She's just a ray of sunshine. She's like smiling and red hair, just beautiful.
I think it was the red hair, the freckles.
Yeah. But it's just so funny because, you know, movie stars and singers, they all pick these names. And I'm thinking, well, that's the perfect name. Bring some sunshine into the Cancer Center. No,
thank you. Patients are, they need this. Mm-hmm. They need every little piece of support that we can offer them. I can tell you, Miss Mary Muller, who attended the Pennair function with us a couple of weeks ago to kind of kick this off, she says, you know, that it's the support of everyone that's there, and it's the little things, and it's something to do with your hands, and it's the feeding in your mouth that takes your brain off of what's happening to you in that moment. And then this week, the Blue Wahoos were generous enough to come and visit with our patients.
Oh, how nice.
And they loved it. They recognized them. They knew their names. They got pictures and autographs. And one of the patients just said, again, that it was the thoughtfulness and the caring and the little things that matter the most and the support. Because they're not all of them are able to bring a caregiver.
Right.
Some of them are there alone. People still have to work and everything. And so it's touching to see the community pull together and support this.
Oh, this sounds wonderful. Okay, so here's what you got to do. You have to come out May 20th. That's on Tuesday for Snacks, Stock, and Sizzle. We'll tell you more about it in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Sunshine and Tucker from Pennair and in partnership with Blue Wahoo, Sacred Heart Hospital, Cancer Center. We are all in. I'm all in on this. All right, this is going to be fun. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be right back. Good morning. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. Great idea. I love this whole thing that y'all are doing. This is with Pennair Credit Union. They're doing a promotion called Snack Stock Sizzle. And this is an ongoing thing. I have Sunshine here, who is the director of nursing for the Cancer Center, and Tucker, who is here. He's kind of in charge of all the social media. You have my... You know, I'm not worthy because anybody that can manage social media has got it going on, in my opinion. So we've got this great event. Let's talk about it again in case someone just joined us. Tell us what's happening. May 20th.
Yeah, so May 20th is our Snack Stock Sizzle. It's there to support our Snack Stock Initiative, which is running all throughout May. But on Tuesday, May 20th, you can come out to the Ascension Sacred Heart Cancer Center, and we will be grilling burgers for you guys for free. All you got to do is just bring in a individually wrapped snack to donate to our Snack Stock Initiative.
Okay, great. So if you just joined us, Sunshine, describe for folks how this works. Who are these snacks for?
Yeah, these snacks are for our chemotherapy and radiation oncology patients that are receiving treatment at our cancer center here in Pensacola. We treat about 80 patients a day.
Wow.
And some of those patients are there just a couple hours, but some of them are there, you know, all day, 7-8 hour day receiving their treatment, depending on what we're turning them for. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did get a listener sent in a text that said, so what are the best snacks to bring, and how can others get involved with all of this? Do y'all need some help? Do you ever take on volunteers?
We do. So the first part of that, honestly, anything that's individually wrapped, animal crackers, pretzels, any kind of chip. The only advice...
Candy,
sure. Everybody likes a piece of chocolate every once in a while. The only advice I would give is probably nothing spicy. I think sometimes that affects you a lot when you're going through treatment. And then how can you get involved and help? We do have a volunteer program at the hospital that you can sign up for. And then you can specifically request a volunteer at the cancer center.
Oh, okay.
And so whenever you're available, you can do that as many or as few hours a week or a month that you want to do it. And what you're doing is really just providing that care to the patient, the comfort, the conversation, getting a warm blanket, grabbing them a snack, and just being company to them.
Bringing them a little sunshine, so
that's
to speak.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Now, if I wanted to do that, where do I go to find out the information about that?
Yep, it's on our website, Ascension Sacred Heart, Pensacola. You should be able to find a link there. If not, you can call the Cancer Center and we can direct you to the person that's doing that.
And you were saying at the break, we were talking about the patients that are there, a lot of them are seniors, correct?
We do have an elderly, a senior population of patients. And so a lot of them... they want the company. They need the company. They enjoy someone to talk to throughout the day. We also accept donations of puzzle books.
That's a great idea.
Crocheted items.
Crossword puzzle books. Sudoku and that kind of. Oh, I like
absolutely.
That too.
Even the adult coloring books with the coloring pencils, things like that to keep them busy throughout the day.
Would it be okay for someone to bring something like that to this event?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you do have boxes at the different branches, correct? So how does that work?
Yep. There are boxes located at all of the Pinair branches locally, and there are also boxes in the lobby of the Cancer Center.
Okay, so how long does this go on? So it's going on right now. So someone wanted to run out today, go grab a few things, or this weekend, and then when does it end? Or does it have an end date, or is this ongoing?
So the Snack Stock Initiative goes through May 31st. But
oh, good.
If
okay.
you ever
the whole month. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you want to bring or donate at any point throughout the year to Ascension Sacred Heart, please do. You know, there's always a need for this.
Okay. So, Tucker, go over again the details for this coming Tuesday.
Yeah. So the Snack Stock Sizzle is going to be out in the parking lot of the Ascension Sacred Heart Cancer Center. And we are grilling up some burgers for you guys. And they're free. All you got to do is just bring a individually wrapped snack.
Okay. So we just kind of went over the list of what is a good snack. Let's do that one more time just to kind of reemphasize.
Absolutely. Anything sweet, anything salty, chips, cookies, crackers, anything you can find at Sam's. Chocolate is acceptable, candy, even a big bag of peppermint.
But something that could probably stay in a box for a long time. So you wouldn't want to bring fruit. You wouldn't want to bring bakery goods, things like that, because those would be too easy to spoil.
Right. Nothing fresh.
Nothing fresh. Okay. Right.
And nothing spicy would be my only.
Okay. No, that sounds great. So, Sunshine, how long have you been doing this now with the Cancer Center?
I've been at the Cancer Center almost 4 years.
But wow.
I've been with Ascension Sacred Heart. I had my 20-year anniversary this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for all you do. You have to see her face. She has the most just bright smile, and your name fits you. It really suits you.
Thank you.
So do talk about maybe a more personal story. What brought you into nursing? And when you're there at the Cancer Center, someone's getting treatment, what happens when you bring them a snack?
Yeah, I love rounding on the patients. That's probably one of the things that I enjoy doing the most. And just to have that offer and have that variety to be able to provide to them, they light up. And it's really just touching, I think, because I'm a firm believer in the little things, and I think the little things mean the most to most people. And so to be able to offer them something, to be able to bring it to them, it makes their day.
I would imagine when you're sitting there, if it was me, that I would be really scared.
They're scared.
And alone, like lonely, you said some of the caregivers aren't able to be with them. So this could make all the difference.
It can make all the difference. And unfortunately, we have to think about the other end of it, too. And this may be some of the only snacks they receive during the day. And so this may be a point in their life where they're getting what they need a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. But the snacks enable you to give that gesture of kindness.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be kind, you have this avenue to do that. You can actually go by one of the Pan Air branches today, drop off some individually wrapped snacks, and then join them on Tuesday. We're going to give you the details again about what's happening on Tuesday, because there's a little something in it for you on Tuesday. So I'll tell you more about that. We got to take a break now. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're getting all ready for the Snack, Stock, and Sizzle event on Tuesday. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620, talking with our friends from Pan Air who are partnering with the Blue Wahoos to host this amazing event, Snack, Stock, Sizzle. I think I got it out. So let's talk, we've just a few minutes left, just go over it one more time in case somebody just joined us this morning.
Yeah, so we are having a Snack Stock initiative throughout the whole month of May. So basically, you can bring in individually wrapped snacks to any Pan Air branch, any Pensacola Blue Wahoos home game, or at Ascension Sacred Heart Cancer Center.
So they, if they go to a game, they just need to look for the box.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. You'll see the Pan Air icon, berry icon. You can't miss it.
Okay. All right. And then you have another event with the Wahoos. Is that correct?
Yeah. So coming up this Friday is going to be the Snack Stock Night at the Pensacola Blue Wahoos Stadium at their home game at 6 o'clock. So yeah, bring in any individually wrapped snacks to the home game, and it's going to be a great night.
Is that this Friday or is it the 23rd?
That is going to be the 23rd.
Okay, so that's next Friday, right?
Yes, next Friday.
Okay,
thank you.
No, I just get confused on dates myself. So. Okay. All right, so you've got that going on. You've got the event on Tuesday. What else can you tell us about, one more time, like what kinds of snacks to bring?
Yep. Again, anything sweet, salty, crackers, cookies, chocolates, candies. The only advice I would give is stay away from spicy, but okay. Our patients love and enjoy anything.
I love the way you say spicy. That's wonderful. So we're talking with Sunshine. She is the director of nursing for the Cancer Center, and Tucker Boatwright, who is here with Pan Air Social Media. And this is a great event, and it goes on through the end of May. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so give us some information. If someone wanted to look up about this online, where would they go?
They can go online to pinair.org/snackstock, and it'll give you all the information you need.
All right, one more time, pinair.
pinair.org/snackstock.
Okay, pinair.org/snackstock. And then the folks that want to volunteer and help out at Ascension Sacred Heart. Yep. Sunshine, talk a little bit about the opportunities there.
Absolutely. If you're willing and you have a few extra hours and want to spend with our treatment patients, please reach out to ascensionsacredheart.org, and you can find how you can volunteer on our website there.
And there's so many different areas that they could do that. But this
absolutely.
This could be one of them.
This could be.
Just cheering people up as they're getting their treatments.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think this is a great initiative. It's going on through the end of the month. So all my listeners and all of our listeners here at Pep Talk and on News Radio 92.3, get out there this weekend. Just get one of those bulk that you can get the buy one, get ones, or get some bulk things, and you can bring it over on Tuesday or anytime at a Pan Air drop site at any one of the branches, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and typically, what are the hours for the branches?
9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, banking hours.
That's correct. We love them.
Well, thank you both so much for being here this morning. Again, mark your calendars for Snack, Stock, Sizzle, May 20th. That's a Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you show up with a snack, what do you get again?
A free, fresh burger.
Wow, I think that's a pretty good deal myself,
Absolutely.
If I do say so myself. Okay. So we're about out of time here, so if you would, if you can give us that information one more time on where they can find information about this event.
Pinair.org/snackstock.
Okay, pinair.org/snackstock, and the Ascension Sacred Heart?
AscensionSacredHeart.org.
Okay, thank you both, Sunshine and Tucker, for being here this morning. Don't miss out, Snack, Stock, and Sizzle this coming Tuesday, 11 to 2 at Sacred Heart Cancer Center right there on Airport Boulevard. If you can't make it, you can still donate all the way through the end of the month. Thank you both for being here. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back after the break.